Welcome back to the Sneak Diss, your weekly podcast on sneakers, sports, culture, and other nonsense, made by sneakerheads for sneakerheads. Find the podcast streaming on iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, YouTube, and on the website, which is updated daily at www.thesneakdiss.com. Get at us on Twitter at @the_sneakdiss, Instagram at @thesneakdiss, and check out the Facebook page, The Sneak Diss Podcast. And now, on to the Sneak Diss.
Follow us or else.
Yo, episode
33.
Episode Scotty Pippen.
Dang, Grant Hill, fam.
Everybody back in the building. Greg, George, Ryan. Got a lot to talk about.
Lots happened since I've been
we
gone.
Do?
Feels good to be back.
Got a lot to talk about.
Dang,
you don't want to go what we talking about, Ryan?
I mean,
do you even know?
I got to get caught up from where I got to get caught up from where we left off. So I left. You got banned ones. You got your ball snipped.
Oh, yeah. You went in here for Don, that. I'm good, too.
Don, the Air Force One King, and Romy Rome, the foam god, made their triumphant returns to the Sneak Diss. Y'all had that other man's in here last week. Y'all broke Sneak Diss barriers by having the first female guest. And then y'all revived one of my favorite shows from the 90s, The Love Connection.
Oh, right. Settle down.
Dang. He was like, hey, tell me about five things that every man should know about you.
Yeah, okay.
Tell me what you want.
Where did you get that anyway?
I got that off Amazon.
Tell me what kind of man's you looking for.
Are you drunk?
Not yet.
You must I will be. You wildin'.
God, it feels good to be back.
What are we talking about today? Actually, what's everybody wearing today?
He's been acting wild since I walked in here. Actually texting craziness.
Are you wearing shoes today?
I have shoes on.
Jordan slides.
What you got on?
Gym
you got
shoes.
On something actually pretty nice.
I got on my Jets green suede Zoom Revis. I guess they're samples. They got scrap.
And a Celtics hat.
And a Cleveland and a Cleveland Indians hat.
I didn't even know it had the whole clover on the
Cleveland Indians
side.
Took an L since I've been here, too.
That's a fact. Shout out to the Cubs. You know, congratulations to them. You know, I was going for the Indians only because of Ryan. But I do go for the Cubs. I mean, it's the Cubs.
No, you don't.
I go for them.
No, you don't.
In that situation, neither one of them are my teams. But, that's I mean, geez, it's been 108 years. Like, why not? But I do now kind of miss the fact that
the Cubs created chaos in the world, all right?
It did kind of shift the world a little bit.
It did.
Shout out to Trump.
Shout out.
I don't know what to say. Hey. Be respectful. He's the president.
Man, lots happened.
Wait. Did you say he be respectful or he's respectful?
You gotta be
because
respectful.
One of those is
you
not
be
true.
Respectful. You gotta be respectful.
You gotta be respectful.
All right. You gotta be respectful.
Man, that's different than he's respectful. That is not a factual statement.
We got a lot to talk about
I'm
today,
wearing,
though.
God, what are these? Figs 97.5? 98.5s?
Are you talking about a radio station?
They shoot.
What are you? 997 5s,
whatever they are.
KYOT.
Fire. That's what they are.
Yes, WKRP.
Sneak Diss Podcast is back in the building, full effect.
And the OG squad is back. The three of us sitting here drinking beers. Let's make this podcast great again.
Okay, I'm not.
It's so hyped.
Dang.
What are we talking about? Are
I don't have
what
a beer.
About?
We're talking
you
about.
Get a beer?
Maybe talk about what's coming out this weekend. You got those blue. Those blue 12s.
We talking got, about. You want me to talk about what we talking about?
You want to talk about what
we
talking about?
You say you like you kind of you on a ramp. We'll talk about.
He's enraged right now. He doesn't know what to bring up first.
We'll talk about releases. We'll talk about DB pack. We haven't discussed that yet. The new DB pack. We'll talk about.
Dang, I don't know if my priest said I'm out of confessions for the year, so I don't know if I could participate in that conversation.
We could participate.
I'm
and actually,
need,
it
I'm
might
need to
be
leave.
A little different than typically what we usually say. About
yes, if you're outside the room, you don't get the karma. Yes.
We talk about Complex Con, obviously Sneaker Con, you know, obviously from the outside looking in because we weren't in the building, but There was plenty online and plenty on social media to look at.
I don't understand anything about Complex Con. I mean, it just seemed like it was like an entertainment thing.
It seemed like
a,
yeah,
well,
I
mean, that was kind of like, we can talk about it.
It didn't have like no specific focus.
No, it really didn't. But like, I think I
there was a
that.
Hot ones.
Well, we could talk about that. We'll talk about, I guess we'll talk about Fat Joe, a video that came out. We'll obviously talk about, and I kind of want to touch on another subject, like celebrities opening sneaker shops, because I think I'm kind of upset. I don't think we'll get to it.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not what?
Upset.
I am a little upset.
You're upset about the video. No, you're not upset about it in general.
I was put that on the discussion list before we even seen the video.
What?
About talking about Fat Joe.
Yeah, talking about the store, but that.
I don't like the fact. We'll talk about it.
But the past weekend, we had a shoe that came out that you and I really wanted, and which George hates. Those Air Force One, Special Forces.
Fire. Suck balls.
Fire.
Flamazoids. Right. And suck. If, worst shoe of all time.
What? Okay. You're crazy. You're just talking reckless now. Yeah.
No.
Let me tell you something. I don't really care. I don't care for Air Force Ones at all. Okay. But those ones, I like the fact that they, it's like they specifically made it a boot. Like, it's supposed to be a boot. So I could wear that and replace my other boots that I wear during the wintertime.
That shoe is heavier than you are. You can't wear that shoe.
I can't wear it. I want to wear it all the time.
No, you can't. But it's bigger than you are. Huh?
It'll replace my Cole Haans that I wear
that
in the wintertime.
That doesn't even make any sense.
It'll replace my Cole Haans boots. Yes,
you could go to war in that boot, or you could go to the club.
Always talking about going to war.
We might be.
You're going to wake up one day, and me and Greg are going to send you to boot camp. Huh? No. You'll wake up in boot camp.
I got the camo for it.
Them joints are fire.
You would be the happiest man in the world if you guys at the boot camp, because you'd be wearing
free
nothing
camo.
But camo.
Free camo.
Nothing
all
but.
All of it. Yeezy season
cop.
5.
Did y'all cop?
Nah.
Cop what?
I tried.
Cop what?
The
boots. Those boots.
They don't suck.
All right.
Out of here.
I tried to cop.
What was retail price, by
180.
200.
Can we agree on something here?
180.
What was the retail price?
180.
They were 200.
They were 180.
I mean, I did see that they're selling for like $400 or $500.
But there's more colors coming out. Thank God. We'll have more chances.
Oh, okay.
I mean, did Nike release them?
Yeah.
They were on,
the sneaker app.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Anybody got any pickups?
No, I don't.
I ordered something yesterday, but it's the same scenario as last time. I don't know if it went through or not. They charged my card. The
Olive Boost again? No. Triples?
Yes. Triples. Tripled up. No, I'm trying to sell the other one. What's that same company?
Ultra Boost? Yes. Finish Line?
Yes.
Sneakers?
No.
Jackrabbit?
Yeah, Jackrabbit?
Jackrabbit released the...
Oh, gold medal pack?
No.
You got through?
Which ones did you get?
I did. Well, I checked out, but it was the same thing where it checked out and the page crashed, and then I got the notification from PayPal that says your card has been charged, and then I have an invoice number, but I don't have an email.
So which one did you get?
What color?
Gold medal.
Oh, the gold?
Oh,
you got
the
gold
ones?
Well, the silvers are dope. The silvers are fire.
They are, but they're too similar to the 3Ms. We already talked about that.
Yes.
The original 3Ms are the best 3M shoe, period. I mean, there's no reason for me to buy another one. I shouldn't even have bought the gold medals, but I just was like, all right, I'll try.
I could have bought the bronze a few times, but.
Yeah, those are sitting different places.
They look like Texas A&M.
Yeah, I don't really care.
When I saw the silvers in person, they're dope, but there's no reason for me to have something that looks that similar to something else.
That's true.
What else I got? What'd you buy something? I know you got something.
I got some stuff from the Adidas outlet. They had those Uncaged Ultra Boosts. So I copped a pair of those for $90. Copped Georgia pair too for his lady friend. I picked up Black Toes.
Yeah, he raped me on that. Pause.
Dang, hard. Pause.
Didn't we just have a discussion about that word?
Oh, dang.
Well, I thought we were talking about it today.
That's right,
I thought that was
that.
The whole point.
I mean, I guess we could talk about that too.
That's why I said that.
Okay. I think that's it. I think that's all I picked up sneaker wise. The Black Toes and those Uncaged.
Where you get Black Toes from?
Ultra Boost. When I met Scottsdale House Hoops raffle.
Oh, that's right. You did say that. I didn't even know they were doing raffles for them. I was like, I figured I'd try online. Actually, you know, honestly, I thought I'd get them online. I thought I wouldn't have an issue. Every single site crashed. Every single site.
They're pretty dope. I mean, they're nice. They're just like same
better
as
than
the
New Bands.
Once I saw
they're like the Chicago's from last year.
Once I saw that the online overseas the night before crashed, whatever it was, midnight or 10 p.m. or whatever.
Oh, I thought you said it got canceled. They crashed?
They canceled the Nike Europe release, but all the boutiques still released it. So once I saw those crash or it be impossible to get, I knew it was going to sell.
I've already seen prices drop. I've seen some $250.
That's
$250 is high.
So are the Black Reds. They're like $260 now. $250,
but I don't think I could pay. I love Black Toes, but I don't think I could pay that much for Black Toes. I think I could do two.
$220 would be reasonable.
Yeah, I mean, you like them though. They're your favorite.
Who could talk? Who got through? Who got through on those? Who got through on those trophy room 16s?
Yeah,
right. Every single person that won it. Yeah. Did you get those?
Nah.
I looked at the site after you told me about them because I had no idea, and there was still like a size 11 and a 13.
That was a full size run for a long time.
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
And then, like, for a while, and then I'm looking on Twitter, and people are like, nobody wants that nonsense. And I looked on Twitter, 291 shipped.
Yeah.
Well, I will tell
insane.
You
what. Insane.
The most ridiculous part about that to me is, like, all the boutiques or stores or whatever that offer free shipping, and then the son of Michael Jordan has the nerve to charge, like, $16 or whatever it is to ship. I understand you're in Florida, so basically, like, anything that's not on the East Coast is probably not cheap. But if you're a store, you, number one, probably have some kind of deal with USPS or UPS or whoever your shipper is. Because some places only charge like 8 to 10.
Picking my nose.
Oh, the look on his face.
Butcher, bro.
Anyway.
But anyway, it's like, I don't understand. You got some nerve as Michael Jordan's son to charge $16 for shipping. I'm sorry. Or whatever the number was, because the price online was not $291. So when you said that was final price, I was like, what?
For $275.
I'll tell you what. If I can find a pair.
Yeah, so $16. That's where I got that from.
A pair for if what? I can find a pair for like two, I might cop those.
Why?
I like 16. They're not even. They look, I like 16.
I don't. I'm okay with 16s. They're way
look
too bulky.
Okay without the shell on it or whatever you want to call
those,
it.
Those are not
the
dope
thing,
to me.
The thing that confuses me about Trophy Store, though, is that, like, every time I see the Trophy Store, like, logo, I think it's a Kyrie logo.
It looks just like the Kyrie.
It's like the same
logo.
Like,
exactly.
I'm, like looking
the
at these shoes, and I'm like, wait, now there's a picture of a Kyrie. But, it's like a Kyrie. I don't know.
A couple things.
A bunch of people were, like, walking around with them at SneakerCon New York
City. I've seen that.
From what I saw in the, like, video.
Wanting, like, $350,
$400. But, yeah, people weren't buying.
What was retail when 16s originally dropped? $190?
I have no 16s idea. Originally dropped?
Yeah.
Which no, I want to say they were, like, 150 or 160.
Okay, which ones came out first? Which ones came in the suitcase? 18s?
17s.
17s. Okay, so
those were like
and those are 200.
200.
Those are 200 even.
So I think 16s were, like, 170 or one.
They were
180.
Pretty high. They were higher than, like, we were used to paying. Like,
because
275 is insane. Like, that's crazy, all right? 275 for 16s? Like,
but the funny thing is that the OG colors, that are, like, they're coming out with the navies in this month or next month.
That's right.
What
did their retail's $250.
What did that store charge for?
What?
Them?
Yeah.
Bruh. The original OG colorways of 16s are $250. Stop it. That's crazy, all right? $250?
Isn't that what the 17
were?
That's
$100 hype.
I have no idea.
The 17s are $250, right? Or are they $225?
17s or 16s?
The 17s. No. 17. The 17s that just came out, like the coppers and that came out a couple months ago.
Oh, yeah, they were high.
They were $250 or $220?
I don't know, but they were
They're
really
the same
high.
Price. I thought they were $250.
Nah, you missed me with that. And I'm okay with 16s a little bit, but just the black ones. I never cared for the white ones.
I think the black ones and the gingers and the cherry woods.
The cherry woods are all right.
We're dope.
I hated people reverse the strap on cherry woods and that silver.
Oh, yeah,
I hated
that.
Ain't nobody paying that. And you know what made me, upset is the DJ Khaled, like, indoor. I think I'm a little tired of Khaled. Huh?
I didn't think that would ever happen for like 10 more years.
Yeah.
Because I think
until he was president of the United States.
Yes. Kanye versus Khaled 2020.
He jumped lit. Way too fast. Like,
well, no, I don't think Khaled's old enough for 2020. I don't think Kanye's old enough either, but close.
Oh, right.
Dang, that Bud Light line came out your nose.
I don't know. Did Khaled send their endorsement on them? I wasn't with it.
The
I
Trophy Store thing? Or,
yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
I thought it was corny.
I mean, the color is not bad. I think the color's fine.
It's all right.
It's like a... Because a lot of stuff coming out recently is royal, and a lot of stuff is navy, so they kind of did something that was in the middle.
Speaking of royal, anybody even looking or checking for royal 12? They look terrible.
They look awful. And George said that they dropped the cop. Now, that was back
them?
When we thought they were all suede.
The what?
You're going to cop them?
The 12s.
No, 12s. Yeah. I said that when I thought it was like the PSNY one.
You're going to cop it for your Dodger fitted?
Yes.
Any
no,
of
those the real pictures came out a long time ago, and that's when we said like, "Oh, those suck."
I can't.
No way.
I wonder if anybody will buy those for retail.
I don't know, man. People were texting me like, "Yo, I need sheet codes today," and I was like, "What do you need sheet codes for?" And I was like, "I don't think anybody wants these."
I don't think so.
They'll sell because they're monochrome, I think. But I mean,
the materials they messed it up. I don't see why it couldn't be like a PSNY.
Yeah, it should have been.
It should have been exactly like a PSNY, and then it would have flew.
It looks terrible.
It just, the materials look cheap. The blues look off. It's awful. And I seen a couple people wearing them, like, in sneaker picks at SneakerCon and all that. Like, actually, Fat Joe was wearing them at SneakerCon or whatever. They're not good, man.
Yeah, but a lot of those people don't know how to wear their shoes, number one. And number two, they don't know how to lace their shoes. And number three, they don't know what pants to put with shoes, all right? So it's hard to judge when you see stuff like that.
You know what's funny? I looked at the what did people wear picks of SneakerCon, and they weren't as bad as they usually are. This year was
mild.
Mild.
You're talking about on the same website that you told me to look? I mean, yeah, they weren't terrible, but I don't. Mild is probably the wrong word. There was still some whack stuff. Whack stuff.
So what about Fat Joe?
Wait. What about 13s? And they're Asian 13s? Release. What do you think about those single 12 13s? They're all right. They're overseas.
I can't.
Shout
I can't
out to the homie Jay that's in China.
I can't wear 13s.
Wait. You're talking about like the red and the red and teal ones?
The
teal ones are fire. Too. The teal ones are dope. The red ones, like, I mean, the red ones to me, it look like anything else. Like, that's,
I don't know. Man.
The teal ones are dope, but, I mean, I don't fuck with 13s. They I can't, both look I can't like wear girls. 13s.
The tongue is too big. Yeah, but and you the said shoe
Squadron
weird,
Blue 13s are one of your favorite shoes.
They are, but I had them, and I couldn't.
If you wear skinny, I can't wear them. If you wear skinny pants like Semple, you can't wear 13s.
You can't wear 13s with skinny jeans. I need Lee Pipes.
I mean, last I need ones. Last ones I had was Flint's.
You worship Lee Pipes. Yeah, you talk about Lee Pipes more than anybody.
I might need to go Anchor Blue.
You talk about it more than Mr. Lee.
Miller's Outpost.
Yes, Mr. Lee. Oh, our top five today is going to be we're going to do top five today, most comfortable sneakers. And I actually have a list that I made, but I think I'm going to switch it up for a second.
Nah. You can't do that.
No, I was driving and thought about it. I didn't switch it in here. I drove and thought about it.
I don't know how I feel about that.
DB Pack. Let's talk about it.
What are you going to talk about?
Nothing.
I mean, they all suck.
I mean, like, in all honesty, what do you want me to say?
The best shoe
in that pack, in my opinion, is the Kyrie.
I think the best shoe in the pack is that. Is that a girl shoe with the hearts on it? I'm assuming that's a
girl
shoe.
Okay, that one's the Air Max Zero.
I mean, the one with the
you
airplane.
You hate the Air Max Zero, though.
I mean,
you literally hate it.
The Janowski with the airplane.
No. I don't hate the shoe. I hated how, like, it was supposed to be, like, such a historical sneaker. Like, the first. And when I got it, it was so cheap. Like, it was trash. If it was premium materials, I wouldn't have a problem with it.
It was because it was the first shoe they made in the basement.
But they didn't have to send it in 2015 with that garbage.
The Jordans are for...
They all suck. I'm sorry.
The Jordans are for Iron Man costumes and San Francisco Giant fans only.
I don't think the 7s are that bad. I like 7s.
They're for Tony Stark and San Francisco Giant
but
fans.
But these DB7s already...
I think they're... What'd you say? San Francisco Giants?
Or 49ers?
Niners. Yeah, I was about to say.
These 7s already surpass a lot of other DBs, though.
I don't think so.
No, they're better than 10s.
I'd rather have a 10.
What?
I'd rather have an 8. I'd rather have a 13.
No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't.
If you gave me this.
Yeah, you're talking crazy.
You gave me this in the 13, I'd rather have a 13.
The last three things
because
you just
DB13, I think, was your number two worst Jordan of all time.
I'm going to buy one now. I changed my mind.
Garbage.
I'm gonna wear them next week.
This DB7
acting up.
This DB7 is better than 10s.
I might put their DB13s on my top 10 all time greatest.
All right. Obviously, you on something today.
Bud Light.
These airplane ones ain't too bad.
They all suck except the Kyrie. Yeah, the Kyrie is like
they look.
Kyrie
feminine.
Looks
all
fine.
These look like feminine shoes. They look like for girls and little kids. Like,
and that's the whole point.
Yeah, but I'm saying they should only be for little kids. These are for grown men.
The Huarache looks like a general release.
Yeah, but that makes it probably the best shoe out of there though, except for the Kyrie. It's just a normal shoe. I mean, you can't wear some of the other stuff. Like they did that thing with
that Huarache is a little sad.
I think it was Cruz, wasn't it? They did the like not sneaker shopping, but what's the other one? Wasn't your closet or whatever?
Yeah.
And he had the DB8, and he was like, "I will never wear these," but I just got them because they're a Jordan 8.
Cause.
I just was like, "What?" All right, man. Do you?
At least three of these should sit. All right. And whoever.
The one with the hearts, I think, will sell out. I agree with you there.
That'll fly. Kyrie will fly. Jordan will fly. These other Huarache. This Huarache.
Why did they do two Air Max Zeros? I guess
that's
I don't
a good question. Boys and girls.
I guess
yeah,
so.
But that makes no sense. A GS shoe will fit either one of them.
I mean, this kid who did the Huarache has no imagination. He must be.
And why? I don't understand. Like,
he must be what? You better chill out.
But that might have been the point, though. But no. So, okay. So they pick a different Jordan every year. Fine.
They suck.
The Kyrie makes sense because Kyrie is relevant right now as how he played in the finals, and it's a new shoe. The Air Max Zero, I understand, but I don't understand the other shoes. Why is a Janoski on there with a plane on the
There's
front?
That Janoski,
makes no sense.
Why isn't it just a regular Janoski? Why is it?
But
why
don't they use their new stuff? Like, they have the, like, Lunar Magic, or what's the thing that I love? The low one? Lunar whatever, flying it?
Lunar that, like, okay.
Like, why don't they use a, like, high shoe for that, or, like, something new that they've come up with?
They must,
like,
let the kids choose the shoe as well.
I doubt it, because I doubt the kids are picking these shoes.
I mean, they probably
like the Kyrie. Maybe he was like a Kyrie fan or something. But the Jordan obviously is going to be in there every time, and they just assign that to a kid probably, or like they say, "What's your favorite Jordan?" or something. You know what I mean? Like, I don't.
They probably have no idea what any of this stuff is,
and it can't be any of the ones they've already done. It can't be a 2, 4, 3, 6. What else has been made? 13, 8, 5, and 10.
Oh,
there was a 5. Shit, I forgot about that. The one with the flashlight.
Flash.
Yeah, your list. You might want to reorder that.
No, the 7.
These are better than the 5, too.
No, I said 7 is better than 5, 10, 8,
all right.
2, 1. It's already, that 7 is already in the top 3 greatest DB Jordans of all time. Facts.
It is not better than the 3, 6, and the 4.
No.
3 and 4, no. 6, no. Yeah, or 6. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, those are the only ones. So it's already in the top 5 greatest DB Jordans of all time. And it's still trash, all right? It looks like barbecue ribs. It looks like brisket.
The 3 is actually a dope shoe to me, period. That's really, the 3 and the 4 are really the only ones I would say are actually, I guess, 6, whatever. But it's to me, 6 is still a moon boot.
Sneaker con. Complex con. We weren't there.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We weren't there. A lot of people from Phoenix were there representing.
Who else was there from Phoenix? I mean, I know a couple people.
You talking about that? Sneakers.
Shout out to Ben.
I thought you talking about
Juvenator was there.
Complex.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've seen Abe in a couple videos.
I mean, that's Ben Hattos. That's one and one. They go together.
I've seen him in a couple
he
of videos.
He's in that.
I think
that
I might have saw him in the back of. He was I think I might have seen him in the background in Hot Ones, too.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
He might have.
Tried to see.
He didn't go to Complex Con.
Oh, he didn't?
No, he was at Sneaker Con.
NYC, you freak.
What y'all think?
Wait, where was Complex Con at?
California.
Long Beach. You didn't know that?
Complex Con?
That's why it made...
We didn't get in the car and drive there?
That's why it didn't... Okay, number one, I don't think they did vendors. Like, yeah.
No, they did.
Well, yes, but they did, they did like by invite, I'm pretty sure, because it was like the spaces were mapped out.
Where the sneak disc.
Somebody said like vendor space out there was like 1,000.
Oh, yeah. Or something like that, yeah.
Let me tell you something we wasn't paying for. And it was that. But we still should have probably went. Even my wife was like, man, y'all... sitting here with sneakers and stuff, and y'all ain't had nothing. Y'all
but just... Complex Con had nothing to do with sneakers, though. I guess that's one portion of it, but it literally had nothing to do with that.
So looking at either, well, okay.
I mean, okay, so they had panel stuff that had to do with sneakers, and Nike had their Air Force One thing there or whatever, but other than that, what?
Pharrell was there.
Yeah, but Complex isn't
they
just
had limited releases.
Yeah, I understand that. That's what I'm saying. It was a pop culture thing. It wasn't I understand we do pop culture stuff, but...
I think Complex Con...
Maybe next year.
Is where oh, one of these. I'm going to one of these next year. Something. Like, I'm going. Fact. I think Complex Con is more like, I liked it better than how Sneaker Con looked. I mean, Sneaker Con looked like it was probably the greatest sneaker event in North America in, like, a long time, I guess. But you could only go by so many tables that are covered in Yeezys, NMD Racers.
It's the same thing we have here.
Our NMD.
Did they You're do right. it at Madison Square Garden?
You're right, but it's
Did they
huge.
Do it at Madison Square Garden?
Yeah, they built their own court.
Yeah. Yes. They did it in Atlanta first.
Carmelo there shooting jump shots?
And you know what? I don't want to sound like a hater. I really don't want to sound like a hater.
What you going to talk about?
But I can't stand a lot of the
people biting us?
There. Okay. I can't stand a lot of the people that I've seen. That. They're like... It feels like the sneaker culture has shifted to, like...
Copycats?
Geeks. Like, I didn't think... I don't know these cats, and I'm not trying to make fun of, like, their money or them personally, but a lot of people there get worshipped, who I feel like... I don't know why. Like, lines just to meet certain people. Like, lines wrapped to meet certain people. I seen some cat wearing... Like, some Asian dude wearing the shirt with Kanye Mom on it that, like, What's that one? They said the concert with her face on it.
Yeah, the In Loving Memory shirt.
That is the worst shirt of all time, and it's corny, all right? It is corny and weird, all right? And the kid was like, in the video, like, yeah, and he's showing the shirt, and he's talking about being a real one. And I'm just like, who was at these events? And, like, people were camped out to go inside SneakerCon. What do you camp out for?
For the deals.
What deal?
For the limited releases. Like, there was a lot. There was
You're making up stuff.
No, there was a lot of stuff. Like there was
you are making up
limited
stuff.
Releases that Adidas did. There was a whole Fear of God line that Jerry Lorenzo released that was Complex Con exclusive stuff. Like,
that's
there was
Complex. A lot of, I'm talking about SneakerCon.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're getting everything mixed up, man.
I don't know why you camp for SneakerCon. I guess because you want to see Fat Joe try to rough up Fat Joe's bodyguard try to rough up 16 year old. I don't know.
Which I don't even know if that was his bodyguard. I mean, it was just so many things there. Like, I don't know the other kid's name too. What's the other kid's name? Who, that
Benjamin,
was on the panel.
Benjamin Kicks.
Yeah. I don't know much about him, and I will not a hater, and I'm not talking junk about him. But has he built up that much clout to be?
It doesn't matter. He's just a reseller. Like, what can he? What is he going to offer me? And maybe the event is not focused towards me.
Yeah, but
maybe it's like
he was at ComplexCon the other day and zoomed across the country to the other one.
He was a coach, like, in the game. That's
he's
why.
He's private jet major.
He's major.
You guys got to tell me. I don't know this cat.
Well, they had him. That's what the whole thing. They had him be a coach for the game.
I mean, dude, he's sitting on a panel with Wale.
Okay, so that's what I understand. Clark Kent, obviously.
Fine.
Makes sense. Wale makes sense.
Duh.
Like, Benjamin Kicks is basically, I mean, he's the he's the sneaker supplier to basically, like, the rich and famous. Like, he, like, gets kicks for
all those
cats.
We know that,
so
but that doesn't
he
mean
doesn't
he
know. He don't know nothing.
Yeah, he does.
I'm trying to educate.
No, I know.
Oh, you don't know that?
No. I know. Yes, I do know that. Like, I've seen him with Khaled in the closet. Yeah, I've seen him in all that stuff.
In what?
But I'm, like.
You better pause, man. You're going to get him in trouble.
But I'm saying, what qualifies? That doesn't qualify you to be on a panel.
What?
That doesn't qualify you to be on a panel next to Wale, next to...
He had no business being on that panel. I'm
sorry.
How
old is he?
None.
I think he's
like
16
or something. Yes,
he's still in high school. So.
There's nothing that he can offer, unless he's telling people how to get, go make
millions
connections and, like, get 50 of size run of Yeezys. I don't understand what he would bring to that conversation.
I was actually surprised, though, with his pick for Sneaker of the Year. Pharrell NMD race. I mean, NMD. What are you?
I'm not surprised.
NMD Pharrell.
Complete hype shoe. Yeah.
Which color? Or all of them?
I mean, the stuff that they picked. The stuff that they picked was literally like.
What Wale picked?
Was like stuff that, like, I would expect
I
Russ Bankston and
I can't
Clark Kent
to
pick.
They picked it wasn't
whatever
fetched. It wasn't like nothing like.
Yeah, but it was like there was like an Air Force One or something. It was just like trash stuff that I never would wear and never would pick ever. Someone said the V2, which obviously makes sense because it went, you know, it's Kanye's shoe. I guess I didn't know Benjamin Kicks said.
Yeah, he said the Pharrell
NMD
thing or whatever.
Human race.
Someone said, like, I want to say like Air Force One or something. It just made no sense. It was complete nonsense. Like, it's stuff that, like, so Russ Bankston, if you guys don't know who he is, wrote for Slam Magazine forever, written for Complex forever. OG, super OG of the sneaker game, the basketball stuff, everything.
Everything.
Bashimi was up there too. John Bashimi.
Yeah, which I don't
I don't want to. I mean,
someone's going to have to explain that to me, because that makes even. It doesn't make less sense than Benjamin Kicks, but. Number one, the brand, in my opinion, is trash. And number two, how long has it even been around? Because the dude looks like he's younger than Simple is.
Which one?
Buscemi or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And
he looks
and
like
he also,
Action Bronson.
And he also,
you look like younger than me?
That doesn't mean Action Bronson is probably younger than you. What are you talking about?
Action Bronson looks like a 47-year-old man.
Okay, but he probably is younger than you.
Well, I think
but
his
anyways,
insides might be 47. Pause. But he doesn't look that old.
But Buscemi, by the way, I told y'all Bronson coming on Hot Ones next episode. Oh, I am cranked.
Hot Ones is my favorite
show. It might
show.
Be boring. Though, with
what?
Him. It's going to be entertaining what he says, but, like, I like to see people suffer. He eats everything.
Yeah, you're
He's
right.
He's not going to suffer. I like to see people suffer.
Okay, but it's still going to be entertaining.
The shoes that they said, I don't know who said what.
But hold on.
Action Bronson is 32 years old. He's older than me.
Okay.
By 9 months.
Barely.
Real quick. V2 Adidas, like you said.
Yeah, someone picked
the
that.
The acronym, Prestos.
Oh, yeah, trash. That's what they picked.
Pharrell NMDs and black and red Jordan 1.
I'm
and
fine with
Clark
the NMD.
Clark Kent said 31s. 31s.
Oh, yeah, trash. Yeah. Because he had that special release there with them, the one I sent you guys. With the quilted thing
Which
on the
didn't
back.
Look too bad.
It to me, it's kind of dope because they got rid of that gigantic Jumpman and put right. quilts on there. So it's kind of dope. But to have that lineup and then you put Benjamin Kicks in there, like, again, yeah, I'm not hating on his business. Congratulations that you were like At able all. To do your thing, make the connections, do that, blah, blah, blah. It makes absolutely no sense to put him on the panel with a bunch of 40-year-olds who grew up in sneakers in New York City. And Wale didn't, but Russ Bankston and Clark Kent did, and write magazines and articles and that kind of stuff about it. And then, obviously, La Puma was there, too, who also works for Complex. And, like, okay, I mean, you could feel one way about it, but he's been in the sneaker game for a long time.
Right.
Or pop culture, whatever you want. Benjamin Kicks is 16 years old and sells sneakers on the side. I'm sorry, unless he's literally talking about how you get the deal that he has with his suppliers, I don't want to hear anything he has to say.
I don't have – what could he possibly say? He can't even drive a car, all right? Like, and he's taking jets across the country. He left Long Beach New York.
I don't think he was, like, flying on, like, yes. Steve Jobs' private plane.
But I don't think he's holding hands with the stewardess either, like, by himself. Like,
yes. Yes, they escort him to his seat.
Yeah, I don't think.
And give him pilot
wings. I imagine
wings.
He probably had, like, a bodyguard or something, like most of them geeks you see. Like, but that's why bruh. That.
That right that's there why is that, insane.
That kid that was with the that fact Joe that had a bodyguard. Like,
that kid's from Dubai, and he's probably – and like you said –
it was the first time he had been to the U.S. too, that kid.
Yes, he needed everybody. All right. Yeah, I don't know. I think ComplexCon was probably more my speed. I like the seminar. I like the seminar
Well,
look.
Yes, because we've been to sneaker events before.
Yeah, and it's like artsy. I liked looking at the
If
stuff.
Someone asked us to come play in the basketball game, we would have been there.
Oh, I would have been there.
Yes,
bro.
Exactly.
Oh,
let's be
God,
honest.
I would have
okay.
been there, bro.
Let's not fake about
trash,
that.
Some of them cats are trash, all right?
Oh, yeah, some of them are trash.
Some of them cats are trash. You know? And them kids were loving it, all right? I don't know, man. I mean, SneakerCon looked like something that definitely – I mean, somebody asked us why we weren't there, and I told them, I was like, we got to go to something on our side of the country first before we start traveling, you know, across the country. But we'll be definitely somewhere next time. But, no, like I said, man, I just seen a lot of stuff that I didn't care for. I don't know why that dude with the Asian dude wearing that – what is it, Kanye Mama on his shirt? I have no idea.
I don't know
idea.
Anything about
he did.
I only
it
know about the Kim
really
K
mad.
Tennis shirt. That's the only one I know about.
You never seen the one with, like, his mom on the shirt? And then there's and one then, with Rob Kardashian.
No, it's on the back. His mom, Kanye's mom's on the front.
The
and
giant
Rob Kardashian's face. On the back.
Oh, no.
And it says in loving memory.
Like the original Rob Kardashian. Like,
why would it say in memory?
They're
because
dead.
Because they're dead.
Wait, what? Oh, the dad, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Rob Kardashian.
That's
the
original.
Robert Kardashian.
Robert Kardashian.
Yeah. I was OG. Like, what?
Big Rob. Pause.
I was like, I know you've been eating a lot of Big Macs lately, but what are y'all talking about?
No. I thought that was yes. so whack. I mean, the
hey,
kid.
He been eating some Big Macs and
the
pizzas.
The kid
and stuff,
was like, yeah, he was doing this with his shirt, your real one, blah, blah, blah. And it's like this Asian kid wearing this black woman, somebody else's mama on his body. I would never wear another person's mama
let me,
my shirt. Dude. Like, that's some vain stuff.
People
dude.
Camp for Kanye merch, and it's made on T-shirts
you
that you could sew in your
you know
own
what's
house.
Funny? Look, Kanye had nothing. The kid made me think of Kanye, oh. like, made me upset with Kanye, like, that day. I was mad, annoying. Like, you really think that you're really Yeezus. Like, because if you got your mom on clothing, you think she must be Mary Magdalene. Like, you think she's Mary. Like, what other person will... That's the only woman of somebody else's... As it makes no sense to me. And the kid's like, a real one, all right? A real one. I'm a real one. Bruh, first of all, there's only been one real one ever on Earth that's ever walked this Earth, supposedly. And that was Joseph, all right? That was...
All right,
that's a fact.
Let's not talk about that.
That's a fact, bro. Jesus's stepdad is the only real one on earth.
Real one.
Facts, all right. Real because one. If your wife Mary comes through and says she's pregnant by God,
and you stick,
and you
her,
stick around,
you're a real
stop,
one.
Stop it, a real George is like
George. Don't believe in that.
I don't believe in none.
I'm watching
of this.
Spider videos,
bro. but that's facts, though. Imagine if it was like God's weekend and you got to drop off Jesus. To God,
yo, what are you talking about? Yes, you have to drive him up
on a camel.
Yeah, yes,
you got to do on a camel.
That's your camel goes. Ooh.
Anyways, What else happened out there that was
weird? Escalator.
What else did we see? He said he wanted to talk about Fat Joe's store or whatever.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah.
I'm going to talk about
the incident or whatever. Like,
well, okay. First, let's talk about the store. All right. So the store is called Up NYC. And there's a few people that, like, I guess it opened that weekend or, like, people got sneak peeks that weekend or whatever.
Yeah, of the closet?
And
the
I typically. And
Benjamin Kicks.
Yeah, and I'm sure Benjamin Kicks was in there, Mayor, and.
I'm sure all of them. But this is the problem that I have with something like that. Like,
and Money Kicks that they're taking, Dubai.
Okay, now you guys are probably more versed in this than me. You guys have read up on more on this than me. When you, let's say right now, Ryan wanted to open a sneaker shop. He just can't get PSNYs.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, you didn't read about that?
What about it?
They told Joe at first that he couldn't have Nikes because he tried to go through, like, supposedly the story is he went through the regular channels that you would go through to do that. And they were like, oh, no, your store's got to be open for, like, 10 years or whatever, years and years.
Yeah, you got to report numbers and
yeah, before you can get a Nike account and start getting these shoes. So
yeah, I didn't know
then
that.
Then he went backdoor channels.
Pause.
And actually, Michael Jordan knows Fat Joe. I mean, everyone knows Fat Joe, I guess. But actual Michael Jordan was the one who made the deal happen. Like,
but
that's the story.
That right there, that's whack. Huh? Because it takes away from regular guys like us or anybody else who has that dream that wants to open up a sneaker shop. Fat Joe opening that shop probably puts out of business like five other sneaker shops.
You know who had a dream and followed it? Jeremy at Manor.
But that's following a prime example. That's a prime example.
I thought you were going to say Martin Luther King.
I did too.
Martin Luther King had a dream too. He had a dream. And he followed it.
But that
I
right
can't
there.
Deal with I, him hope right that, now, I can't deal with him no. right now.
But that right there, to me, I find it to be so asinine and annoying. They're like, that what? Somebody of celebrity status can just be like, I want to open a store. And then they're like, oh, man, Fat Joe's restocking. Okay, if you've never been open before, you're not restocking, one.
But and, yeah, people use that word wrong all the time.
But if Michael Jordan called the sneak this and was like, yo, you guys should open a store. I'm
people say there's
you.
Like a restock when Foot Locker has like it. Three sizes online. Let That's not a restock. Something.
Okay, maybe you're right. Yeah. If Michael Jordan...
If Michael Jordan's like, hey, I'm going to send you 40 pairs of shattered backboards. You guys
right.
open a store. You'd be but like, him, I'm keeping 38. Okay. We got two for the public.
But see, this is not even the dopest store that opened recently, but we'll get to that in a second.
He had
we need to talk about
Supreme
that
5 camos, yeah. PSNYs, yeah. and the other stuff I really don't care about. Like,
oh,
I
mean, no, he had a lot of
shattered backboards. He had all the pinnacles.
Shattered backboards.
He had shattered backboards.
No, he had, like, well, I hate the word heat for sneakers, but he had, like...
I don't know. Like
he
what?
Had heat. Dope stuff.
He had, and the, was new, he, and was he had the new
and was
Air
he,
Force Ones.
And was he raping?
Yes, he was pillaging.
it's a retail store. Let's just put it that okay. way. That's the best way to answer
but that
your question.
Type of stuff right there, once you start taking away stuff.
Oh, he put a bar inside it, too? That's kind of dope, actually.
Like, dang, why don't you get off his dick?
Riding, riding.
Once you start.
Dang.
Rider, once you start.
Dirty language up here. No?
Once you start taking regular stuff like shirts, clothing, shoes, pants, and making it for the elite, that's whack, bro. Like, the shoes itself, we can't even get.
No, I clicked the wrong thing. It doesn't have a bar. That's a bar.
Yeah, that's the new Harkins in Goodyear. It has a bar. We can't even get.
It already has 9 reviews. How does it have 9 reviews?
And I bet they all say, Fat Joe's store is lit. Yo, it's fire. Fat Joe's a real one.
He's got 4.2 out of 5.
But Fat Joe's not a real one because there's only one real one, and it's not the Fat Joe. It is the
Joseph.
It is the Joseph.
It's Joseph.
Fat Joseph. We don't know if he's fat.
Slim Joseph.
We don't know that.
Slim Joseph
you're
the carpenter.
Right.
He might have been eating a lot of salmon and Mediterranean fish. Oh,
yeah, but he was out slim, there. Man. He was out there banging that hammer. Pause.
All right.
But,
he out there making chairs and a couch. And
all
it
all the reviews are fives or ones. Nothing in between.
Nothing
pause.
And them is haters.
Yeah. You're being a hater right now.
No, I'm not, huh? Because it shouldn't be like
in
that.
In one way, we are being haters.
Not necessarily. All right.
Horrible customer service.
Dang. They were sold out of shattered backboards. No more PSNYs.
The store was supposed to be available to the public at 10 a.m. Did not let us in until 12:30.
Dang.
That simple make a review like that.
I would do simple. That.
When
that
we
was
stood
me.
In line at
that
finish line.
I thought they said Nino's Babas.
When we stood in line at finish line for raffle tickets, Simple was about to lose
his mind.
Stop
letting one person in the time let him buy 10 pairs of shoes. Get me out of here.
A pair was guaranteed, and he was still losing his mind.
We had other places to go.
But no, I mean, y'all don't understand what I'm trying to, the point I'm trying to make.
No, we understand. Like you don't think it's Mark fair.
Wahlberg, yes, if Mark Wahlberg was like, I opened a dopest sneaker shop in Boston.
Yeah.
Five regular shops were going out of business. If somebody, Manor, that's we racist. Love Manor.
But what does regular shop mean? Like, Concepts ain't going out of business because of what he's doing.
Concepts is already established. Kith isn't going out of business because of Fat Joe's. Like, they're established, and they're almost at a level
I mean,
of, like,
there's 759 consignment stores popping up, like,
but that's what you have to do.
But
because
if,
you can't get your own product, like you said, it takes like 10 years for them to give you a pair of Jordans.
But if what I'm saying Mark is, Wahlberg, like, if all them
you can
stores
sell tomorrow,
what I'm saying is, if all them stores can work and stay open all together, other retail stuff can work.
Yo, if Mark Wahlberg opens a shop in Phoenix tomorrow, Bill Shuehut gone.
Steve, yes, I don't think Bill Shuehut even gets any of that stuff anymore. Anyways,
Steven Shoes
gone.
No, Bill and Steve are gone.
They sell more than
Bill and Steve will be on an excellent adventure, and it won't be
because
a good one.
I mean, you can't start up something.
And Ted will meet him later.
Shop, yeah, if my shop doesn't sell a Jordan yet, and your shop is now selling Yeezys off the bat, that's it. It's a wrap. Huh? Fat Joe store will have Yeezys. Well, is it going to sell all products or just?
Oh, I have no idea.
I don't know. You better check your facts. You're making stuff up now.
I don't check facts around here. Opinions around here are facts. All right. And then another thing, that video, right? I did not like that. And it's not a Fat Joe thing. I mean a celebrity thing. Once you start taking, Fat Joe should have just been then another signed Nike person that
another
gets a sneaker.
One.
They get a whatever. I mean, once you start giving your basics like sneakers and clothes and stuff to celebrity, it makes it impossible for regular people to get it. It takes away from the culture. Like,
agree.
The culture is for us, the regular people. Like, now you're I don't want to use the word, your rap career isn't what it used to be, so now you just gonna jump in and take over somebody else's stuff. I think that's whack, man. And maybe I'm hating. Maybe I am. I'm not trying to hate, but maybe I am hating. And also, Fat Joe, that video.
Out of line. He was out of line.
I thought it was very corny. I thought it was corny how he was acting.
If you own a sneaker shop, and that's like the way that you going into the public.
But it's not even owning a sneaker shop. He's literally like.
Celebrity privilege.
Yeah like thinking someone's gonna sell something for like half. What it's worth.
Because he's Fat Joe.
Well, let's set the video up. Let's set the video for anybody to listen. All right, so basically, Fat Joe was in SneakerCon, right? Walking table to table. He has this guy with him with cash or whatever. And he's using that. First of all, any story historically about Fat Joe being a bully, stabbing people, knocking people out, is all facts. It's been facts and said anyways. But how he acted in there, 100% believe it, all right? Walking up to people's tables of their own sneakers, all right? Their own product. You got a guy with your cash, cool. You're walking up and you're telling them, look, don't rob me. You rob me, I'm walking away. What's the lowest price you can give me? You start talking like that and saying stuff like that, and they're like, that's insane. That's celebrity privilege. Like, you're trying to bully them into making them feel like, wow, I may make a sale to Fat Joe. Solar Red DS Yeezy 2s.
Yeah, 5,000 or 4,000 or whatever.
I said 2,500.
Dang, I was about to bring up a Mari Stoudemire story, but after what you did to him last week, I'm not going to talk about it.
$2,500. He scoffed. All right. Good luck.
And that's about half price of what they're worth.
Walked off. Went to another table.
Exit stage left.
Same shoe. Did the exact same thing. Gave the exact same speech. We got cash. We're buying. But don't rob me. What's the lowest you can go? 22. Scoffed. Walked off. Okay. Now, I don't appreciate stuff like that from celebrities that we see. And another thing that people always say is that you never want to meet people that you love. I'm a huge Fat Joe fan. I love all Fat Joe music. I do. I always have been a very big fan of Terror Squad.
You got the necklace?
I wish.
The TS
or that tombstone? Stop. But stop. But I can't stand I can't stand seeing stuff like that and how people act like that and how we acted like
that. It's all about Murder Inc., fam.
That stuff is all right. That stuff is just that's just nonsense and trash. Huh? And then with the homeboy, so you said that one dude isn't with him.
Who?
The dude that they claim is the bodyguard in the video.
Oh, I don't know. He was with that the Money Kicks or whatever later on in another video. That's all I know.
Who's Money Kicks?
The little kid from Dubai.
Oh, that was with Joe.
Oh, that's Money Kicks? That's his name? Oh. Good for him. Why is he calling himself Money Kicks?
Because he has a lot of money. Who knows? If you're from Dubai, you probably got a lot of money.
Probably got a lot of money.
They bought Yeezy 2 cleats, all right? Or Yeezy season cleats. Whatever they are.
So does Nipple.
Dope. I wish I could have those. I wish I could have those.
Bro, Fat Joe asked the dude if they were B-grade Yeezy cleats.
Turkey bowl. Turkey
he was
bowl
like, in, where's the box?
Turkey
where's
bowl
the box at?
Turkey bowl's in 3 weeks. I need some Yeezy cleats. If y'all got them for under 100, hit me.
Joe went to a table and
Simple,
said,
we have no idea what you're talking about.
Joe went to a table and picked up Yeezy 750s and thought the price was 750.
Because he's
said,
a fool.
These 750? He was like, no, that's the shoe model. How much you want for them? Like, go sit down somewhere, man. Like, just sit down. And then you got homeboy. All right, so then the other thing, which.
Fat Joe licked the bottom of an Olympic 7.
Yeah, but you got to admit, though, that kind of.
Yeah, but that was like 10 years ago or longer.
That was a.
It might have been before 9/11.
I don't know what you want to call that.
That
but
caused
that,
it.
That definitely like.
That was the tipping point.
I don't know, man. That
no, he's an original.
He's an OG.
Dude.
Yeah,
but
I just didn't like seeing that.
It was no,
it's corny. It's completely corny,
and it's disrespectful. And there's no place for it. Like, there's no reason why somebody of like with that much money is should be out in the public. To like, first of all, like the second video, whether he was Benjamin Money Kicks or Benjamin Kicks or Money Shoes or whatever his name is, bodyguard, like. You're degrading somebody and telling them you're a piece of trash. You want to give me a box
that's
of 30
right.
bucks.
All right, so let's talk about that real quick. Okay, so now I don't want to associate the dude with Fat Joe, but he was there with Fat Joe at the time.
Well, he had to be
because
he was the one collecting the shoes
right.
that got purchased.
So,
he's a carrier.
So basically, yeah.
basically. A fucking carrier.
So he gets to the table. Homeboy has Galaxy Foams, DS, and a glass, one of those plastic boxes like, you know, what
I thought they were like
boxes.
$50 too. I was surprised when he said it was only 30.
I know. I thought 30 was kind of cheap. So then he said, how much you want for him? I'm coming to buy. You're coming to rob me. I got cash. 800. That's what he said. 800. And the kid said, nah, I think he said 13. I think the kid countered with 13. And then homeboy said, and I don't know if Joe said 11, 1,000. Either way.
They came to an agreement.
I think it was 1,100, but yeah.
Came to an agreement, 1,100. Joe, give him $1,100. Fat Joe grabs the kid by the head, like the mafia, like the mob, and brings him in like a hug. Like, you did well. You did well. Thank you. You're not going to cry now that I bought you kicks. You did good. Like, what are you talking about? Like,
that kid hugs tigers on a daily basis. So I don't think he's worried about Fat Joe.
No. He didn't hug Dubai Ooh. Kid.
Oh, the
he
other
hugged
one?
The kid. He hugged the
That's
kid that
racist,
sold him
bro.
The shoes.
That Dubai man be hanging out with, like, he owns, like, lions and tigers and stuff, dude. And you got to watch the videos.
They sleep at the foot of his bed.
Hey, watch them videos.
So then,
I don't watch
the shoes are sold.
Anymore.
Yeah, you do.
Joe pays him, walks off. The bodyguard, quote unquote, whoever he is, goes behind the counter to get the shoes. He gets the shoes. The kid's like, all right, yeah, here's the shoes. I want the box. He wants the clear box that they're in. All right.
Yep. The funniest part about it, is that when the kid said no, he literally just took the shoes and was going to walk away.
I know. He wouldn't even get a regular box.
It comes with a box.
Yeah, there's a fucking regular box, you moron.
Like, it comes with it. You don't just need to carry the shoes away. Like,
you about
it comes
like
with a
like
box.
This, by the fucking, by
you
the loops.
You're going to tie the laces and time on his
Yes,
face.
Yes. I'm and put slides
like,
on.
I'm like, he's corny. So then he gets in this altercation, and he's like demanding the box. He's bullying between the 16, ages of 16 seven, with 17.
Yeah.
Well, not between, but 16 or 17 years old. Bullying his kid about the box.
Telling him he's a piece of shit because he won't give him a $30 box. Like, fam,
well,
you are buying for a multimillionaire.
Okay. Now, he didn't curse at the kids. All right. This is what me and Georgia got into a discussion about it because
he threatened him and called him a Jew.
So, basically.
He
so
said he was going to sun him, slap
said,
him upside his
he
head.
He said, why won't you give me the box? The other people gave me the box. He tried to use celebrity privilege again. He said, yo, why don't you learn how to build relationships?
Yeah.
He thinks, like, by doing that, like, now him and Fat Joe got a connection. Like, you got a relationship. Connection. The kid said, no, give me 30 bucks and you can have the box.
Go fuck yourself.
Yo, give me the box. I'm getting you cash. Another kid, you know, we'll call him Jonah Hill because somebody else called him that, came in and was like, yo, get out of here. You know, basically, homeboy said, yo, don't stop being a Jew. Now, talking to somebody I know from New York. That's a pretty popular saying, all right, because
it's a popular saying in the world.
I don't know. I don't say stuff like that.
You never said that?
No, I've never said that. That's racist.
Okay.
I have never said anything.
You called
like
me a honky earlier.
Yeah.
You said, you cracker motherfucker.
All right, yes. So then the kid cursed. Now, I don't curse. All right. I mean, if I've had a lot to drink, you might hear something. All right. But George.
You've been wilding out lately sober. That's not changed you.
George was highly offended when the kid said a curse.
That's a stretch.
No, highly offended. He said.
That's a stretch. No, I said the kid should have been homeboy, cussing at the man.
You said he was disrespectful. He said he should have slapped the thunder out of him.
That's yes. What I said. That's you said he should have slapped the glasses off his
because
face.
Because you said. You
slapped
said,
the Jonah Hill out of him.
You said that.
Yeah, slap the bucket hat.
You said that he cursed at him.
Slapped the Stussy off his chest.
He didn't curse at him.
He did curse at him. He was talking disrespectful.
He said, what the F?
That's my thing.
What the
I'm
F?
Not saying it should have been like a gunfight over
you
words.
You said the kid could have been found later in the dumpster talking crazy like that. Facts.
Okay.
You said that to me. Facts. You said, end up in a dumpster. That's exactly what you said.
Okay, but here's the thing.
George it might be the only other real one.
So here's
He's putting people in dumpsters for talking, for cussing at him.
Oh, I've actually.
I told him to shut the F up earlier. I might end up in a dumpster.
When I was younger and first was in Arizona and people talk crazy, I'd be like, that made one phone call. They'd be 6 feet deep. I swear to God, I told people
George
that.
George is a real one.
I told people that. I swear.
Yeah, people shook. Even in sixth grade, he was a mafioso.
No, I wasn't advocating for something happening to the kid. I'm saying when you're in a situation where you're talking to an adult who you don't know, you might want to tone down the cussing and yelling at people's faces because you never know what might happen. That was my point.
Okay, but you didn't say that. Now that makes sense because he's a stranger.
But that was what I was saying by that.
You never talk crazy to strangers.
No, I never.
I don't because I don't have to. It's
not worth it. You'll put him 6 feet deep.
No, that's when they talk crazy to me.
Oh, okay.
I'm a advocate.
You must have said that to that all man right. at the University Stadium soccer game. No. That's what got you kicked out.
Hey, I still see that dude at work, and every time I see him, he be like, stay out of trouble. Yep. All right.
I'm an advocate for never talking crazy to strangers. Now,
exactly.
That right there
that's what happens
sense.
When you live in L.A. or like the Bay or something like that. You learn.
Yeah, but you didn't say that when you saw it. You said, he cursed at him. And I said, he called the dude
No. Yes, what I'm saying is my point in all that was there's no reason to be disrespectful to that level when you don't even know who you're talking to.
It
that's
wasn't
my
a
point.
Bad level. He said, what the
In my opinion, he cussed at him like four times.
At the very end,
if
said,
someone was talking to you, if someone came
here.
To the podcast and was talking crazy like that, I would be like, "What?" And
we would you
have,
would?
We would?
You
have
would
no,
do that?
That's different.
Wait, if somebody came, you wouldn't just get on your phone
at an event,
and you wouldn't just type "LOL." Okay,
you know what he's talking about?
No.
That person who you're talking about was not directing anything towards me. There's a difference.
Okay,
you're just speaking
anybody
crazy.
Anybody says if anybody LOL. Comes in here and says. Yo,
no, I'm saying at an event we're
wild.
Doing a podcast,
and they say
and
like
someone talking
okay.
crazy.
If
yeah,
they say,
we would say something.
No, if they say, yo, man, let me be on the podcast, and I say, nah, man, we good right now, and they say, man, what the f? I'm like, man, we good right now. I wouldn't take it. And if he said, man, come on, you little short mother, I'd be like,
okay.
And then I'd be like, hey, bro,
that's chill. Basically what all he right. did. That was, he
no.
said it about four to good
he
four
said,
times.
He said, get the fuck out of here.
Yo, what time the Thursday night football game come on?
It's not Thursday night.
It's not Thursday night. It's Wednesday night. Oh. So you got about 24 hours for
well,
that.
I mean, did you think you needed to set your
my
lineup?
My fantasy lineup.
He's like, all of a sudden, he's never bro. Panicked like that before.
All of a sudden, fam.
Right. You feeling kind of weird this week. You know, something. No, if Trump got sure. you feeling weird.
Bro, last
not in
year,
Trump's America.
Last year of fantasy, I didn't play like players because I just didn't have any. I had none.
You mean last week?
Yeah, last week I had no players.
Last year.
None
to pick up. They don't play Thursday night football on Wednesday night in Trump's America.
We'll see.
There's a lot of protests in New York City going on right now. Apparently, I'm looking at
it's hot.
It is. I was hoping they turned the AC on about 30 minutes ago.
It's hot in here, fam. What else are we talking about? Is anything else?
Or a fan? Yeah. The other store that opened.
Oh yeah,
up.
What's the other store? Soho.
You talk about Khaled. Well, no. So there's that store too. But remember, I was telling you about Khaled is partnering with I think Finish Line or
so
something.
Champs Sports. Yeah.
Partnering with Champs to have his own store. I don't know if it's in the recording studio or in his house or where the store is, but it's literally a store where it's invite only to get in, and they have all the newest products. Like, he's getting the same thing that, like, Fat Joe will get up NYC or Kith will get or whatever, but it's free. You go in, you're invited, and whatever you want in the store is free. And when I seen the pictures, they had black and red ones on the shelf. It's
so
like looks like a Champs store.
So, like, you could say, let me get those in 9.5.
Yeah.
Like everything or just like one thing or something?
Well, no, you have to be invited. Full you can't, size. He's not going to invite us. He's going to invite like other rappers, like his friends.
No, you just say, I want it all. All right. You put it all in a box. This is my address. They ship you the whole store. And that's it.
I'm going to look it up right now.
We're going to go. We're going to get invited.
I think George is smoking. I'm not going to say anything bad about George.
I've never
anymore.
Seen
look
that.
It up.
I'm scared of George now. He'd be big at death threats.
Inside DJ College Champ Sports Store, Soul Collector.
And it's free.
Yes.
I mean, hey, sneak this
podcast.
But
it's invite only. Look at that. It's like a regular store.
I'll never argue with George again.
It says, unlike any other champs, we're the best studio. Oh, I guess it's in the studio. It's right 10 feet away.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was in the studio or the house. But
oh, man, that store is off the hook.
Off the hook.
I don't know if anything's free, but.
It is free.
Oh, okay. That's crazy. What else did I say about it? That was it?
That's it. You go there?
I have no idea.
Free shoes.
Did you read it? You just looked at all the pictures.
I'm not going to read it while I'm looking at corn right now. Like, I skimmed through it.
You want these? How about another one?
What else we got?
Right top here. Five. Unlike every other Champ Sports Store, visitors of the space will get everything for free. How do you
can't just go in there and be like, I want it all.
How do you get inside? Well, that's up to Khaled as the store is invite
then email
only.
Him. DM him. Slide
nah,
him.
Nah, I'm going to hit him up.
Khaled only also decides who gets what.
Oh, okay. Then that's stupid.
Oh, shit.
He probably says nobody gets nothing
like
ever.
Gold five. He's going to be heated.
But he's not inviting Joe Schmo. Like, the picture right there is Jadakiss. I mean,
are we getting invited or not?
We'll get invited.
I mean, if you want to email him, okay. Let me know.
Let's shoot him up.
I'll hit him up.
He got Uncle Luke in there. He got Jadakiss. I'm sure he's not telling them no. He got Rick Ross in there. Trina.
He probably told Rick Ross no. He probably told Rick Ross.
Yes.
I know he didn't tell Rick
Ross. He probably said, chill out, Rick Ross.
But look at the shelf. I mean, there's nothing but J's right there. He's right there. Black, red ones.
Cool.
Boing.
Well, I guess we're getting invited. What else is there? Is there anything else? I feel like we're missing something.
We're not missing anything.
Nothing?
We need our top five. We talked about everything that we set out to talk about in our notes.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
No, we don't hold on for you. No, we don't hold on for you.
Y'all comfortable with that?
We talked about
Reggie
our
Bush.
New president. Oh. Dang, Reggie Bush. That's
I really
a
didn't read
one.
Much about it besides what I heard. And then, like, people said that it wasn't true. I mean, him, so basically, he's married now, right? Yeah, he's married.
I'm going to look it up. I have no idea.
To Kim K, too.
So he's married, and then he gets a little side chick pregnant. And then he offers her $3 million to get an abortion. And
she either denied it or took it.
She either took it and not getting an abortion or denied it and not getting an abortion. Either way, he's only making $1.5 million this season. All right.
To return kicks and get smashed. Pause.
And
yes, he's getting smashed for sure.
And I don't think. I mean, I don't know how well he's done good with his money, but they said he's made over $68 million over his career, so which is kind of nothing. God.
Not
I mean,
in the NFL.
Something.
That's a lot for a running back in the NFL.
Yeah, that's we've hit every topic that we set out to hit.
Listen to him.
We're good.
Were you trying to, like, bypass stuff?
I'll be honest with you, I don't know. I don't really got nothing about
what
Reggie
do we care
Bush.
About? Reggie Bush. Reggie Bush
it
was done.
It was on the discussion list, whatever you want to call
Bush
it.
Reggie Bush was
no
– like, Reggie Bush hasn't been relevant since he got drafted. Since he left USC.
Okay, that's not true.
Him and Matt Leinart. Like,
he was.
Nah, when he played for Miami, he had like 2,000 yard rushing seasons back to back or something like that.
Oh, I think you're thinking of Ricky Williams.
No.
I don't remember Reggie Bush having no 2,000 back to back.
Not 2,000. 2,000. Yes.
Oh, 2,000.
To 1,000 plus yard seasons back to back. Yes, with Miami.
He was averaging like 60 yards a game. That's fucking cool.
Who are you? You came in here talking all this nonsense about how you're going to be angry, and you only being angry at us, not the other people you're supposed to be angry at.
I'm angry at the world, fam. All
right.
Your preferred presidential candidate won, and you cutting up.
It's real.
Dang.
He's an undercover Trumper. That's why he's
Donald
happy now.
Trump America.
You know, that's funny with that whole thing, too. That's why I tell people, don't ever believe in anybody what people say they're going to vote for. I don't care what celebrity says they're going to do.
Trump.
No, I didn't.
Well,
don't care.
Based on what happened, yeah, that's pretty wild that, like, the polls were 5-6% off based on people. Like, they were saying
it.
They were saying people, they were calling people, and the people wouldn't admit that they were going to vote for Trump. Like, that's what the whole thing was about.
I seen people, like, it seemed like the Kardashians, like, the last minute, like, basically endorsing Hillary. Come on, once you get in that voting booth or you get your ballot, you can do whatever you want.
Like,
all
I know is that tomorrow night. The Cleveland Browns are beating the Baltimore Ravens based
well,
on
they
what
might now.
Yesterday.
Yeah, I was going to say after I sent that
Cleveland
text,
Browns
I started thinking
are
about
getting
it.
W number one
they
against
had,
the Baltimore Ravens
okay,
tomorrow night.
Okay, they're not. They're not. But it's they're but not. Their odds were lower.
Their
than
odds were better than Trump's odds of winning the presidential election. Browns, you heard it here first. Y'all don't. You can't come at me if it's wrong. But y'all should bet heavy. Y'all hear this early enough, y'all should bet heavy on the Browns.
Yes.
Take money, out that second mortgage.
Money line on the Browns.
Money line Browns. Take out that second mortgage. Right.
So apparently what like the whole thing yesterday when odds started going crazy, at one point Hillary was the equivalent of like 95% favorite, and then like 3 hours later, he was an 80% favorite. I guess someone in London bet £250,000. And it wasn't a great number that he got. He only got like 3-1 because at one point you could have got Trump like 6-1 or 7-1 or something like that. But he bet 250K on Trump, and I guess that's what started the whole thing of like swinging that the number.
It's out of control.
Out of
control. It's crazy.
Anyways, anything else? More SneakersCon? Anything else, SneakersCon? Nothing else you notice?
Arizona basketball Friday season opener.
Top five.
In Hawaii.
Suck asshole. Sun sucks so bad.
In Hawaii. Hold on a second. In Hawaii, season opener. Playing in the like Veterans Day game. Is it Veterans Day or Memorial
Day? Dang, and those right? fucking Kobe's are fire.
Fire.
Dang, because that cuss word George about to put me in a dumpster.
The Michigan State ones are dope, too.
I said a cuss word George.
Those Kobe's are fire. I didn't see the shooting shirt you were talking about or whatever.
Well, now that jerseys. I see it, it's only short sleeve, but I need this.
Yeah, that them Kobe's a fire.
I thought this was a long sleeve shooting shirt, but I guess they're just wearing
look up
it
the
around.
Kobe.
It says sure Unite
U of A Digi Camo.
You saying that because it has an Arizona logo on it?
Flames.
I'm saying because it says United. I'm joking.
smoking.
So here
what
we
are
go.
We doing?
Top five most comfortable shoes of all time to us, because everybody's foot's a little different. So some things
to
that
us,
I think is comfortable
podcast.
Might not think you know my. Comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, I only have stuff on my list that I've actually owned. I mean,
me too.
Because how
me
the
too.
Fuck would you know if something doesn't?
Anybody have honorable mentions?
I don't have one.
No, I just have a couple because I did basketball sneakers.
I got three.
I did the Kobe 8, one of the most comfortable basketball shoes of all time. The Jordan 31 and 29 are actually, or 31 and 30 are actually two.
I would never know that.
Can neither super confirm nor deny.
And the 29.
You bought a 31?
Yeah, it's two 31s.
Two?
No, I just have the bands.
I thought you had the shattered backboards too.
No, just
Lord.
The bands.
The bands.
And I got them for like $100. I got them for like $110.
Don't. They don't suck.
And
they suck.
It should be on every list. The Nike Zoom MVP Steve they Nash.
Suck. I will never know if those
you
are
should,
comfortable.
You should cop
there. Which one? Okay, so what? I want to say it at one point.
It's okay.
I saw a shoe from him, and I don't think it was the one that was made out of trash. But something from Steve Nash's line looked super dope, and I always wanted to buy it, but I never did.
It was the Nike Zoom MVP.
Is that what it is? But is that the one that's made out of refuse?
There is. he did. So there's been a bunch. There
Which
was,
one is the
there
one
was a
made
Zoom
out of
BB Low
trash?
There was a Zoom BB Low trash talk. There was a Zoom MVP trash talk, and there was a Hyperdunk trash talk. There was three.
Okay, you said Zoom BB Low?
Zoom BB Low 2 trash talk.
Oh, that sucked.
Then there was a Zoom MVP. This was the Zoom MVP.
Let me see it. Let me see it first. Don't show
it's the one that you wear all the time.
The Zoom MVP.
Yes, the one that you Both wear suck. When you play.
This one.
Man, yeah. I can see why they're good at basketball.
Yeah.
I'm not mad
I hate
at
the
it.
Colors on it.
This is in a LeBron. Oh, this is the All-Star shoe. Never mind.
You
I thought it was like, that was a LeBron bubble. Colorway.
Who's going first?
Simple is.
I'll go first.
Wait, what's your honorable mentions?
Are we going all five?
He's honorable mention. Oh, he
I did honorable
mention. Oh.
I have none.
I just have three because... you know, I don't think they would go on anyone's top five in the world, but they're very comfortable. And another reason they're on the honorable mention list is there's really not any new technology in it. It's just like – so ASICS Gel Life 5, super comfortable. Love the neoprene inside the shoe. laughing already. Listen.
That's a
listen,
funny word.
I mean, are you not going to say why you think it's a comfortable shoe? When you,
no, I don't know what it was about neoprene. I have no idea. It made me laugh.
Yes, he put Neosporin on his,
George,
on his
you know
gonad after the surgery.
Go ahead. I can tell you one thing that won't be on this. Actually, you put one on the list. I don't see a Jordan one be on anybody's list.
A Jordan one? Jordan one be
no,
on
any
most,
Jordan.
Oh, it'd be on the most uncomfortable
the best
list.
One, the most comfortable is Jordan 3.
No.
If we're talking Jordans.
Every single, I mean, I would say that's probably the best out of like all the originals.
Out of all the OGs, the Jordan 3
but
is the most comfortable.
Jordans are the most uncomfortable sneakers out there.
Yeah, I actually kind of think if you get the right size, a 14 is actually not bad. It has that like shape that kind of like contours a little bit.
Maybe.
If you get the right
size. I thought
size.
You were
going
to
say. I'm just saying because I had a size like a 10 and a half when I was in high school and college.
I thought you were going to say.
And a 10 and a half is
the
wrong
size, you wear,
size.
If you get the size you wear, they feel high.
I thought you were going to say a 4 and I was going to say going to call you a liar.
Nah, because some shoes, you can get a half size too small.
Fours hurt after about an hour and a half. Ooh. A four needs to come off.
Simple. A four is made out of, like, concrete and
there's no neoprene. And,
there ain't no neoprene. It's made out of concrete and
Air Force Ones. Fours are pretty close.
That's what I call them. That's what they call them, cement.
I would never ever call a four a comfortable shoe. Okay. A three is all right because three is actually kind of big. Like, I had an 11 and it
threes are comfortable
and it fit fine. It didn't make any sense that an 11 would fit.
Three is the only Jordan you could walk around in all day.
No.
And besides maybe a one low.
You could do two laps around a mall. That's it.
I could wear threes all day.
And then walk back to the
and
car.
You got
and that's
to the
it.
Car.
And you put on your Ultra Boost.
They're made out of like cardboard and hard plastic and steel cage.
What else you got?
All right, so honorable mentions, Asics Gel i5. I know you guys are going to hate on this one. Nike Air Max 1 Ultra Flyknit.
Why do we hate on it? We both swear we hate it. No, not the shoe.
What are you talking about? Even I didn't pay full price for it. Oh. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the fact that before episodes back, I said it was super comfortable, and you were like, "It's Air Max 1. It's not comfortable."
Well, you said they did.
We said this week that we have to must buy.
It's Flyknit. Okay. I'm not talking about the shoe itself.
Okay. First of all, Flyknit doesn't work when you wear your shoes unlaced.
Yeah.
Facts. Okay?
You need to lace those up.
You had no, George. You had them joints. Them joints are so wide open. Pause. That you couldn't even do nothing. The Flyknit doesn't work if it's not touching your foot. Facts.
I mean, it's still touching your foot.
Not necessarily.
I'm telling you that whatever the insert and the midsole is. Different material. You picked it up. I gave it to you. You saw how light it was compared to like light. Another Air Max 1. There's something different about it other than the Flyknit. But anyways, and then New Balance 999, super comfortable shoe. Like I said, no extra technology in that compared to what's coming out these days, but very comfortable.
I agree.
Okay. Who's going top five then?
And fourth, Black Timber. No, I'm just kidding.
Yes, Black Tims. 6-inch Tims. 6-inch Tims boots. Waterproof. I actually go my list.
Go your list? All five?
I'll go my all five. Run it. I actually memorized them.
Run it.
Number five, I got.
After you changed it.
No, I didn't change it. I'm going to leave it as it is.
Okay.
Kobe 8.
Okay.
It's the most comfortable.
For walk-around shoe, too?
Walk-around shoe.
I didn't think you guys would have that on your...
No, I did. Oh, yeah. Because I tried to do one from, like, everything, like a runner, a basketball, a cross-trainer. Tried to, but I really couldn't. Number five, Kobe 8. And I wanted to put it higher, but...
I'm actually happy
and
with
walking
you
around, you can't walk around in Kobe 8?
I can play in it all day. I can't just, like, put a pair on and walk around.
No, I could walk around.
I can do everything.
But a Kobe... 8,
I bet you can, man.
What are the ones that I got? The IDs?
Yeah.
Tens? Is that 10? Or 10 is the one that's out now.
You talking about the like one? The
I had the one
the All-Star
Games.
One?
Last oh, yeah, that's All-Star a 10, yeah.
Yeah, it's 11. No,
the
it's
Easter
11.
Most uncomfortable, period.
You said uncomfortable?
Most uncomfortable.
They're, like those the, are comfortable
wait, wait, like the mangoes that I got, but just the Flyknit
no,
version?
Yes, I got the one before that. I got the model before that.
I don't think so.
I think
I had them ID'd for All-Star Game last year.
It's the same one.
Yeah, but it's 11.
Oh, yeah, most uncomfortable ever.
Not that I was going to put the 11 on there
yours
because of the one that I have.
Mine are like
super comfortable.
Whoa, like crazy uncomfortable.
Right.
I don't
but
care.
But they're like to play in, that shoe is crazy comfortable.
Maybe.
And when you break it in, it's nuts.
Maybe because I'll walk in like Frankenstein. I want to try to crease it.
But you had some other stuff done too recently. So
like what? I mean, all right. Yes. I'm trying
your undercarriage.
I'm trying
like
to
that,
bend so. My nuts.
You've been walking
four.
Like Frankenstein for about 2.5 weeks.
I'm good now. I went to the gym last night.
You playing softball tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm playing. Dang. Number four, Reebok DMX Run 10. I got to put that on the list.
Wait,
hold on.
I
knew that would be on your list, and I'm glad that's why we did this list because there ain't no way I would ever pick that shit. But anyways.
You never try one on.
It is super comfortable.
I mean, I want to say it. I did like in 1996, but yeah, you're probably right.
You never tried it on. It's the original Ultra Boost.
It is. Facts. They're super comfortable.
Because it was the first shoe where you could feel the air like, it went to the front, and you step, the air goes back to the back.
I mean, Air Max 95, same thing.
No, Air Max 95s are not comfortable, period. All right, and the most overrated sneaker of all time.
That's
number
stretch.
Three. Number
that's
three most overrated sneaker of all time.
Number three.
Number three.
That's a stretch. It's was it even on your list? We already did overrated.
It was on my list,
remember.
But it wasn't number three.
All right, well, then you can't change
it.
It
was
now.
Like number nine.
You can't change
I've
it.
I've been thinking about it. Number three. Great.
Whatever
number
the full, first full-length Air
Talk
unit shoe was the same kind of thing.
No, it wasn't. Air has never been comfortable. I can't think of one. I can't. Only Zoom Air has felt comfortable. Zoom Air and maybe Tuned Air was comfortable. Shocks, never. Not
yeah,
Air.
Not terrible.
I know. I know that. Terrible. I'm just saying. Shocks, never.
That's why I went away
Air,
after like 3 years.
Air Max,
or whatever.
Air Max, never. Weeks. No Air Max sneakers are comfortable. Pippins with the Air on the side, never.
Up
tempos, never. They've never been comfortable. Only thing was Zoom
maybe
Air.
That. Well, maybe the like insert is different now than what they used to use.
You see,
or something,
people
but.
Think Air is comfortable now because now they'll put like the Lunar Sole thing.
Yeah,
in
maybe
there.
That's why
that doesn't count. Number three, Roche runs. Period. Roche runs. Okay. We're not wearing them, but they're not very comfortable. We ain't wearing them.
I thought about it today. I looked at pictures. I was like, I have that pair. I should break that out.
I can't wear those because
I have
that
two
like,
pairs that I like the like Supreme ones or what? If they, what were those ones
I
called?
Got DS ones.
The premiums. Those, I got two pairs of those.
Yeah,
I need to
I got
get
the same one. I got black ones.
I can't do it. That ridged like insole can't do it. It like pinches my foot and stuff. Makes me feel funny.
You're smoking. That's good.
Can't do it.
Number two. I mean, it's kind of like, I mean, I did the Yoji Morimoto run, which is basically a pure abuse.
See, I haven't worn mine yet, so I can't say, so I didn't put it on there.
So I'll say that.
A lot of people say, though, that a pure boost is better than an ultra boost.
Pure boosts are dope.
No, it's not.
The like, pure I look, boost, like, the problem with the pure boost comfort. Is the pure boost. Is that
I can say pure
the pit boost is that
pure boost.
He's like fucking pure. He's like German. He turned German.
I'm
the pit boost. The pit boost. the problem with the pit boost is that in the front is toe.
God,
that's not even German. That's like Australian.
A British.
Has
now.
Anyone tried an Alpha Bounce on yet? By the way.
I did.
I did not.
Hate them.
It sucks. Like comfort. I'm saying not look of a shoe. The comfort.
I don't know. I was so angry. I put them on and I was like, "Oh my god!" I was like, "This is the first shoe I've actually
store,
got."
You got
future
got
you
when I bought them.
Yeah,
yeah. I bought all of them.
Future got you.
You took them all back.
Every single one. I had the black ones. The
like,
zebra
did it look
ones.
Like trash with jeans or something?
No,
is
remember
that why
when I told you when we were at the hospital for the baby and that nurse came out wearing them?
Oh, that's right. And he was like, that's too much neoprene.
I was hated. Them joints came in. I put them on my feet. Awful. Alpha. And they're still making them. Now, the leather ones might be aight.
The leather ones might be dope.
It might be aight.
I don't know.
But the Pure Boost has a toe cap that's like plastic on it. That's the only uncomfortable thing about a Pure Boost. Otherwise, the Pure Boost.
No, he can't say that shit. But wait, is that in the Yoji one?
No,
not
oh,
the Yoji.
All
right.
Yeah, yeah,
the,
yeah,
just
yeah.
the regular Adidas one.
Mine is like the neoprene. I hope you got a half size down.
I did, but I put my foot in it, and it still felt a little small. So I don't know if that
mine
one's made
huge.
Different.
Huge. I got a 9.5, and they're way too big. Those are comfortable, but and then Ultra Boost is number one, obviously. Ultra Boost, I can't see anything getting better than that. Besides, unless those Nikes that come out originally,
which ones?
Those ones that like they look like
self lacing.
No, the joints look like orthopedic. Those actually,
those might
those
be comfortable.
Should actually go to the retirement homes. Yeah. So homeless people, so old people don't gotta bend down.
Tyler,
I'm sure
they'll be at least 250. I'm sure.
But like, no, the Ultra Boost, like, what was I talking about? I have no idea what I was going.
You're talking about a Nike that's coming.
You
out.
Saying
oh,
something
no,
that could be
that
more
Nike where it looks like the upper is like prime knit, but like each air sole is separated.
Oh
like,
yeah, I hate that. I don't know why you guys like that shoe.
Those are fire.
Could be dope.
That they look dope. And if they could, if they're just as comfortable, that might what make air comfortable if they separate the entire pod. It might do that because in a 360
yeah,
Air
they
Max,
they tried to do it with
they
with,
put
with
too
the
much
ones?
Of those
wings. What are those ones called?
Springs. That's such a false advertisement. You don't talk about
the
false advertising.
We just were talking about shocks.
Shocks.
I was like,
yeah, shocks.
They try to make them individual.
Such false advertisement, man.
Terrible.
Because I mean, that commercial, the OG model of those. We're fire. We all had them.
They're fire.
I think we all had them. Most of
I had a Shox basketball shoe.
I still have the Vince Carter.
But
ones.
Like a low, though. And then a Shox like running shoe, workout shoe or something.
I had so
trash.
Many.
You
like I had three or four Shox.
I think I did like squats in them.
Yeah.
Pause.
What else you got? Number five.
Number five. To me, because I'm wearing it today, that's why it made the list, the Zoom Revis.
Oh.
The Zoom Revis is like one of the best couple of sneakers all time.
I actually forgot about that.
That's a good one. We all tried those on. We were stunned.
Yeah. Yeah,
I forgot about
it's a
that.
Great shoe.
That's a good all right, one.
Simple gets credit because I forgot about those.
Oh, Simple.
They should be on a top 10 or an honorable mention, but not top 5.
I don't know.
I can wear
man.
Them all day.
Number 5 is pretty good.
For
a cross trainer?
Yeah. For number 4 for me.
My 5 is as good as it gets.
Number 4 for me was honorable mention of yours, the ASIC Gelite 5. Like to me, that's the most comfortable ASIC. It's a great shoe. The sole, perfect. So number 3 is the Yeezy 350. Either V1 or V2.
I'm surprised you didn't put it on there.
That's like super. Like
I haven't tried a V2 yet on, so I can't say nothing. But apparently, it fits better. Yes.
Fits better.
It fits better. More snug.
Oh, way
yeah,
more snug.
A lot more snug.
I had to get a bigger size. I could go 10.5 if I
wanted. I told you.
Number two.
Yeah, I know. You're right. But I got a 10. 10 fits perfect.
Number two, I could wear either one of these all day, every day. The Flyknit Racer or Trainer, both of them. Like, I think they're amazing shoes.
I wanted to put a Racer on there, but the price just makes me so angry. Yeah.
The Trainer has...
You
gotta get with
the outlet. What's the Trainer?
Lunar, though, right? And the other one doesn't? Or...
No, only the... There's... Racers there is nothing. A Trainer...
Oh, that's the the not Fragment, the HTM only, huh?
Yeah,
that has the Lunar. I need to
see
that.
The Trainer and the Racer are like almost identical. And then they started doing like a puffy collar on the Trainer, but both of them, like, they came out at the same time. I like think they're one and the same. Both of them are.
They released at that Montalban before it closed. Well, I mean, and like also Tony Mercer or whatever.
And Fat Joe restocked them.
yes, and Up NYC just restocked from 6 years ago.
And the number one should be everybody's number one, the Adidas Ultra Boost.
Absolutely.
It doesn't get much better than that.
I wanted to say Uncaged, but...
Uncaged actually is more comfortable.
I don't think it matters.
It doesn't matter, but the Uncaged is more comfortable than the regulars. The regulars start to hurt the top of my foot after a while, like how tight they are.
Yeah, they start to feel too tight.
Yeah.
I wear them loose, and they still start to feel tight.
And if it wasn't so uncomfortable after an hour and a half... Those Flyknit Freeze that you and I bought like 3 years ago at the Nike outlet for $25, the multicolor ones.
Oh, yeah.
For the first hour and a half, most comfortable shoe I've ever had.
I still work. That's why I work out of
them. Oh, you're talking about the one that's like a sock?
Yeah, because.
Yeah. But after 3 hours,
you can't feel nothing.
You can't feel your feet.
The circulation is gone.
Oh, my God.
But that's a, what you call it, Free Run, though, right?
It was the Nike. It was the first Nike Flyknit Free. Like,
yeah.
But like those, that's why I work out.
There's less technology in the.
I work out in those because I'm wearing it in an hour, hour and a half the max. You walk around in those, no joke. I wore those to the mall. I had to every time we sat down, I take my foot out of it.
Yeah. they're terrible.
But
the first hour and a half, 2 hours in them, like most comfortable shoe of all time. All
right, what's your list, George?
I was looking something up on here, but I don't remember. What'd you say, Simple?
The Nike Flyknit Free?
No, before that.
The Ultra Boost.
HTM Trainer.
Nike Flyknit.
Oh, yeah.
Nike
Flyknit
Racer and
I'm
Trainer.
Show you what that
Racers what are.
That Flyknit,
I don't know if
HTM.
Racers are necessarily comfortable, but they're just.
I think they're comfortable.
Because they have nothing, though.
Like, I took.
They
like,
don't have any Lunar.
I'll tell
no
you why.
Air, no
so
Zoom,
I took,
no nothing.
I took. I wore Racers the last time I went to Disneyland. This is why I think it's the most comfortable shoe. I wore them last time I went to Disneyland, wore them for like 2 days. You can wear that shoe all day. It's comfortable.
Every day.
It could get wet. It'll dry in 20 minutes. Like, it's like, it's the greatest vacation. We did our vacation shoes, I think, like, first five episodes, we did our top five vacation shoes all time. That was like number two or one on my list. Like, that shoe is a must.
But I think the shoe itself is great because it's just your go to so easy.
Oh, yeah.
You pick it off the ground, put it on the foot. Like, it's nothing like, you know, whatever.
You might not recognize this one, but there's like a multicolor one, too.
Yeah, I remember those. Yeah.
Don't you got those?
No, these only sold at like Montalban and
NYC. I remember that.
I told someone to get me a pair of Montalban, and they were like, "Oh, I'll get it for you."
Oh,
and
then, what's his name?
Yeah, and then later on, they were like, "Oh, I didn't make it, bro."
What's his name? AKA
sold him.
AKA Loudmouth.
Yeah.
All right, top five, George.
Yeah, probably went and got a bunch of pairs and slanged them all once they realized how much they were going for.
Didn't even sell to you.
But they were sitting at Montalban for like that entire day or whatever, and then
five.
All right, number five, Kobe 8. I'm glad you guys had that on there, Kobe 8. To wear all the time, every day, doesn't matter. Most comfortable basketball shoe of all time.
Yes.
Number four, glad you put it on your list because a lot of people forget about it. Roshe Run, got
to
be on there.
Has to
we
be.
We don't wear them no more.
It's historic.
But you could wear those. It has
it's
that
a comfort
insole
icon.
Plus whatever the material is. Yes.
It's beautiful.
All day long.
Do you have any of the originals left? I have none of those. No
I have
reds,
all,
no
yeah,
blacks.
I have all of them. I just put them in the boxes. And
did I sell them?
I'm sure you got them somewhere.
No, I have like only the like premium ones that we bought later on, like the suedes and
the wovens.
You better
check your closet. Or you find stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm. What else you got?
Number three, you guys haven't tried this shoe on yet, and you hated on it, but I'm telling you, you got to try it on.
Sucks.
The Nike Lunar Epic Low.
I don't never try that on.
I mean,
I'm sure it's comfortable.
I don't want to try it on ever.
Saying, it's super comfortable.
I think I'm too short for that shoe too.
Top three. No, not the high one.
No,
I know. I know what you're talking about. But I think I'm too short for that.
The
one.
Spaghetti multicolored ones that he wore that were
spaghetti
goofy looking.
Okay,
they look good on
confetti dookie. It looked like the confetti when you send it on iPhone.
Yes.
Yeah, so the shoe is super comfortable. Just try it on. It'll change your life.
Okay, I'll do that.
Number two, Simple already said, I didn't know if anyone's going to have this shoe. I kind of expected you to have it because you were the one that told me when you put your foot in it, change your life. The Yeezy Boost 350.
I didn't say it changed my life.
You said change your life.
No,
you
said I think it made I said my like cool a point.
You said, no, you said it made cooler. You like a new person. No?
Yeah, I did say you feel like a new but person. I said like it makes you feel like a new person when you walk somewhere and everybody's like looking at it. It makes you feel.
Nah, you said when you first put your foot inside.
No, like, that was Adidas. Like
turn into Kanye.
Said, that was a, no, yeah. that was Ultra Boost.
No, it wasn't because I had Ultra Boost first.
When you said
yeah, then when I finally got them, I was like.
No, you had 350 before I did, and then you were like, you need to get them. Yeah. And I said, we'll see if it's like Ultra Boost. And it's then, not quite there, but it's close.
You said you put your foot in it, and Joseph came up and put his thumb up to you.
Yes.
I looked up Fat Joe's, like, the store. Just and if you look at, like, the Wikipedia page or whatever, it says Joseph whatever. So I started laughing when I saw that. He actually is Joseph.
All right. Yes. The carpenter. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a carpenter. So, number one, you he guys
built
already
the
know.
Store
you guys,
by himself.
You guys both had it. You guys both had it. Ultra Boost is not even close. I mean,
it's not even close. I don't see any company. I got to try that new Nike, but I don't see any company
You can never beat the Ultra Boost. The only thing that I dislike about the Lunar Epic Low is that it doesn't have either neoprene insert or like the.
You can stop saying that.
Neoprene.
Love neoprene. No. I like shoes that you can put your foot in and you don't have to lace it to like keep it on. You know what I mean?
I don't care for that.
You like, that's what I'm saying. So if you make a shoe where the tongue is not attached to the sole, I hate that. It
I'll
needs
say,
to be able to like
you
hold
like
your
neoprene
foot.
Almost as much as gonads.
Flyknit Air Max 90s needs.
Yeah,
needs
shout out
that
Don Fisher.
Yeah.
Flyknit Air Max 90s.
Oh yeah, those don't have it either. That upsets me too.
When you were wearing them, you wore them loose, and when you were walking, it looked like the shoe was like opening it up. I was like, that's not Flyknit.
later on I laced them up though.
Pure Boost?
I can't say
Pure Boost. Nah, but later on I laced them up and it was like a completely different thing.
All right, so that's our top five comfort. Anything else? I'm glad everybody's back.
Good to be back.
Y'all coming back next week?
Oh, geez. I actually might not be here next week. I might be at Disneyland. But it was good to be back. Three guys
always
drinking beers.
Something.
Talking about sneakers.
Are you coming back the week after that?
The week after that.
Man.
I'm riding.
You got to try them on. I'm telling you.
They actually look all right there.
Oh.
I can't stand jeans like that. What is that called?
You got to try them on. They're probably at the outlet now. You didn't see them
what
at the
is
outlet
that called?
When you went?
They have other different ones.
Pinned or whatever?
Pinned-wheeled?
Pin-rolled.
All right.
Pin-rolled jeans.
Those are so wild.
I don't know why you hate it so much. I'm not saying it looks the greatest, but it.
Because they make joggers now.
Don't pin-roll your jeans anymore. Buy joggers.
Like, I seen somebody do that with Yeez 350s, but not, like, pin it to where it's against your ankle. Just roll it up, and it actually looked dope.
No, if you just roll it up, that's fine.
You can just roll it up.
Roll it up or a cuff.
But what's the
You can't, but you can't
cuff.
Peg leg
but I'm saying, like.
You can't peg leg it.
I'm saying.
Okay, you're not a fucking pirate. Are you a pirate?
All right. I don't do
unless
it.
Unless
so
you have
relax.
Pirate blacks on, it's the only way.
I'm saying they rolled it up, and it looked like, and it was that high.
Kids at home. Don't peg leg your
with
jeans
a 350.
Unless you are a pirate or you're wearing
but
pirate
blacks.
But
it wasn't pinned. It just was rolled up, and it looked dope. I was like,
okay.
I would never do it, but I was like, oh, it's kind of dope.
Listen, butt pirate, that's a sneaker.
Okay. you're doing too much.